welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast slash vlog, I've got a very special guest. His name is Chris Holloway, and this gentleman runs the Moore Overland Expo. It takes place in Missouri, and it is happening February 2021. I'm super excited about it. So anyways, he agreed to come on and just sort of chat with me, talk about, you know, how last year went, maybe some of the things that they learned from that, and then how they're growing it this year. It's actually going to be more than twice as large as it was last year, twice as many vendors. I mean, it's just... it seems like it's going to be amazing. So you definitely want to check that out. So again, thanks to Chris for coming on. He is also one of my sponsors, so thanks for that as well. So check out the description down below for a link to get pre-registered for the event. And then that way they'll let you know when tickets become available so you can actually purchase them. So again, let's dive straight into it. We're going to talk to Chris from Moore Expo.
All right, cool. So as I mentioned, we are here with Chris Holloway from Moore Overland Expo. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us on, or me on.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I mean, are there more people behind you?
Yeah.
There's that one lady lamp, isn't there?
I've got my lady lamp. Actually, you know what? I think I transplanted it to another room.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I got to bring her in. Yeah. Maybe not the most appropriate for video conferencing.
Not always. No. But I did put pants on for this.
Yeah, me too. Well, I have shorts on, so
yeah,
you know, close enough. Cool. Well, so, you know, obviously being the sort of the guy behind Moore Expo and with so much success last year, you want to kind of start by just talking about, you know, how it went last year and kind of the pros and cons of what you thought the event was last year?
Oh yeah, last year was it was an emotional roller coaster coming into it because this was our first expo that we've done like this. There's definitely a want and a need, and plenty of people that were after something like this. And it's not the only one in the Midwest. Randy Putt with Natural State Overland puts on an amazing rendezvous in the Ozarks. They call it rendezvous in the Ozarks.
Yeah, it's funny.
But we came in kind of thinking there should be more of a consumer show, and that's what we put together. We fought hard the first year to bring all the vendors in, and you know, all of these vendors came in faith that we were going to pull it off, and knowing that the Midwest really just you know, was booming with this kind of stuff. So we it went very well. The door was fantastic. We had a ton of people coming in the door. They were lined up out the door until noon. Wow. I mean, the line to get in was incredible. And all of the vendors that we had did an excellent job. You know, Aaron from Artemis. He was our title sponsor last year, and you know, he was just super stoked to be a part of the inaugural event, which was really cool. So things went really smooth. It's fun when you do something like this, because, you know, my dad always said, you know, it's show business. There's something that's gonna go wrong. Even when he walked in, I'm like, you know, we opened the doors at 9, he came in at 9:30, and he's asking, "What's gone wrong yet?" So nothing. He says, "Just wait," you know. But yeah. I mean, we had an off-road vehicle that was just dumping gasoline on the floor, and really just a couple other little things. But I mean, it's just the maintenance of the show. Being the promoter, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to make sure everybody was having a good time. Everybody was happy. But, man, I had a good crew. We had good staff. Aaron Paris from Switchback Outdoor Safety.
Yeah.
He saved my butt because I mistakenly thought that the seminars and courses were just going to kind of run themselves, and that it wasn't going to really need to be managed very much. I thought, you know, the instructors would just be in and out, and everything would be fine. After the first seminar, I learned really quick that that wasn't the case, and it needed somebody on it, which I couldn't do at all. So, So I didn't even ask Aaron to do that. He just jumped in. He's that kind of guy, you know, just took ownership, took leadership, and ran it without a hitch. He made sure the classes didn't go too long. He made sure everybody had a chair, or at least a good spot on the floor. We had people sitting on the floor that were so packed.
Wow.
So that, That was a little hiccup, but man, everything was pretty darn smooth. We just had a blast, and the feedback was tremendous.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising, you know, that like for a first time show, like nothing at all against you. Like, I know you have a huge background in this stuff, but like your dad said, right? Like, you just have to count on stuff going wrong. But all I heard from folks, of course, I couldn't make it out because, like I told you earlier, it's my wife's birthday. So I'm going to have to push her into having her birthday out there this year, in 2021, I guess I should say. But yeah, everybody that I talked to, like, you know, Cindy from CORE and Orthology and Michael Hayden from all over Overland, they were all like, man, this thing was awesome. It was so smooth and everything was well put together and everything just ran. So it's impressive. That's a testament to what you guys were able to do.
We were speechless after that Saturday night was like, all right, I'm exhausted. Let's go get dinner, back to the room. And man, usually I'll at least throw on the TV or check social media or anything and see how the show looks, you know, see how anything's going throughout the groups. And it's like, I don't even have the energy to do that. I'm done. You know, you wake up and you got hundreds of notifications through all the social media stuff. And it's like, whatever.
I bet.
I think the weekend of the event was probably the only 2 days of that whole entire year that I wasn't glued to my phone, just constantly monitoring and watching and making sure everything was, you know, going smooth and that people were saying nice things about us and all that.
At that point, it's too late, right? It doesn't really matter at that point. It's on.
Exactly. Yeah, it's on, and it's an animal. I mean, you work and work and work all year, and then it's just kind of like you just black out throughout the whole thing. And then Sunday night, you come to, and it's like, honey, did it work? Yeah, it worked. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Time to start planning the next one. Yeah.
That's funny. Well, before I ever, like, talked to you or kind of met you virtually online and stuff, like, I remember seeing, because, like, I think people that I knew that were kind of in the Midwest started just, like, organically posting, right? Like, hey, check this guy out. He's trying to make something new, right? He's trying to make this expo. And I remember seeing it and like starting to kind of organically just like your stuff. Like this was a year and a half ago, probably, right? And I was just like, that's really interesting, but that seems like so much work, right? Like, I was like, that's really cool that someone is like taking a chance on the Midwest, but I know I was excited about it. And I think we talked before, like you sent me some free tickets or something and I really wanted to try and come, but it was just, you know, the wife was just not having it at that time. So, I thought it was really cool.
We need to incorporate her birthday into it somehow.
Yeah, maybe we could get like Chad Boyd or, you know, Aaron from Artemis to like make a cake or something. I don't know.
I think we get all those guys and Jason Harris and all them and Michael Hayden and Lee Odom, and we bring everybody together and they sing happy birthday at least.
Yeah, we could definitely do that, I think. Yeah. She'll be super embarrassed. She also hates crowds and like being called out for anything. Like she won't even play what's the game? The one where you have to draw things and like people have to guess it. She won't play that because she's terrified of being in public in any way.
Oh yeah.
So we should definitely do it.
Tell you what, bring her on right now. Go get her. Say, let's get live.
Yeah, I definitely could not physically drag her down the steps, I'm sure. There's no way.
Yeah, Glenn's been in the stand. Yeah,
we'll figure something out.
The social media aspect of this whole thing is really was a learning experience for me. The trade shows that I was involved in before this were television, which I did, or More Expo. Yeah. But on top of that, it was billboards, radio ads, a lot of print ad, a lot of stuff like that. And it, you know, we do the banners, put banners up at all the off-road parks and really anything outdoorsy that I can think of. I've got 25 More Expo banners sitting here next to me that are due to be distributed as soon as I'm waiting on the purple tubes. But really, I mean, social media is just, it's the best form of marketing. So it gets that in front of people where they can like the page. And then once you like the page, then that kind of helps you keep up with what's going on. Like, you know, somebody likes the All Things Overland page. And then now you make a post and there's a much better chance of them seeing it and being able to keep up with what you're doing. So, you know, I think Facebook's been tremendous for us. Here in the next couple of weeks, we're going to really, really open it up on Instagram. I've got something up my sleeve that I'm excited to launch and get announced. So I can't even really say much more than that. But once we get that out, it'll really help spread the word. So you know, and that's all it is find something that people like to do and let's get them all together and have a party.
Yeah, well, especially with all this COVID stuff, right? Like, I'm excited for everything to get opened up. And you're lucky, I think, and smart, that your event isn't until February of next year, because hopefully by then, things will really actually be open again, right?
So. My goodness. Yeah, I know. The consumer show industry has taken a massive hit this year, and it's sad to see. You know, we've got a lot of good friends that do many shows, and everybody's just sitting on their hands. You know, the virtual shows have become a thing and people are doing that, which is cool. I saw Overland Expo did their virtual expo, which I didn't get to attend, or jump online or anything like that. But I'm sure that was probably pretty cool. Just not quite the real.
I caught a couple little videos. They were neat.
The whole thing about these consumer shows is, okay, I'm going to buy this product, like the chairs that we were talking about. I'm not going to spend $90 on a chair unless I can put my butt in it first.
Right. Yeah, you know? Risky.
So, I mean, and that's a chair. Now you want to talk about a $5,000 tent or a $30,000 turtleback trailer or something like that. You know, right now, if you want to see a turtleback trailer, you really got to go out of your way to get to one and go see it. Now, I can tell everybody you don't have to see it, to just buy it, because you're going to love it when you get it. So you're going to buy it either way. Those things are amazing. But, you know, that's the whole thing about these consumer shows is we just want to get everything all in one room so you can walk around, touch it, feel it, see it, and kind of get an idea from there.
I love the idea of it. I was shocked, kind of. I think whenever I checked out last year's, I was like, what was it, like $20 or something, $15-$20 to go to the show?
$20
for like a regular ticket.
We only had one style of ticket, so it was $20. That covers you for both days. You're good for any of the classes and courses and seminars, and I think we had 12 of them, something like that.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? It was one every hour on the hour, and the first day was 10. So actually, I think we had more like 16 courses.
Wow.
This year we're gonna double that because I've got two seminar rooms now. So we'll be actively seeking anybody that wants to come in and participate as a as an instructor, and we're reimbursing the best that we can. If you come in and teach a course, we'll even pay you, or at least give you some money to try to help cover your fuel to come in. Obviously, you get, you know, get your passes to get in, you know, bring your family. They're all covered. We, you know, we're super flexible. The nice thing about this whole thing is I know the owner, so I can get away with almost anything I want.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Well, and that kind of brings us to, right? So like we've kind of talked about last year, but then what's going to be different this year? I know I've heard it's bigger. It's a different venue, right? So like, tell us more about what's kind of different and kind of the benefits of this year. Or I guess we should say 2021.
I know. I say this year also because my fiscal year or whatever would be March through February. Anyways, so this year, I'm going to keep saying that too. I'm not changing it. we were at 34,000 square feet for the 2020 Expo in February. Which is large. That held 50 exhibitors. I think I had 51 in there. And it was packed. Well, for the 2021 Expo, we're at the same venue. It's a terrific venue. It's a mega structure, so there's no columns in the middle. So the exhibitors can really just kind of spread out. But we went from 34,000 square feet to over 80,000 square feet.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
So. So I'm busy making sure that it's plenty full for all the attendees, because that's the most important thing to me. Is, you know, I wouldn't feel right letting anybody come in if there's an empty space sitting there. So there won't be. Yeah. That's my promise. I'm working, but out of the 80,000 square feet, we have 60% of it. Actually, probably. Oh, you know what? Somebody just came in and grabbed a humongous spot.
Wow.
Now we're probably about 70% of capacity.
Well, we've only got 8 months left. So
I know. Well, maybe I'll be able to take a little bit of time and think of some other creative stuff. Global Expedition Vehicles just grabbed a humongous spot. I don't know what they're bringing in yet. They don't either. It'll probably just be something fresh off the line, but that's exciting. We're going to have, everything that we did for 2020, we're going to double that. I mean, which means exhibitors, I'll have double the staff on hand to make sure everybody's well taken care of, which we did an excellent job last time. And everybody, you know, have time to stop and talk to everybody and make sure they're enjoying themselves. We'll have double the music. We had some really awesome music in there. I had a group in from Springfield, a local band, the Dirty Strings, and they're all music majors from Mizzou. So they're really jazz musicians, but they killed it on the bluegrass, so that was cool. but we've got a couple bigger name talents that we're talking to that I'm really excited about, some kind of nationally known stuff. So hopefully we can get all that finalized and get them in. The seminars and classes and courses, one of our downfalls, which I quickly recognized after the 50th person let me know, was the instructors were great. Everybody did a good job. The projector that I put in that seminar room was so bad, nobody could even see it. So that was the projector that was given to me. I was like, this will work. It works when I do meetings with people and I'm just showing them a PowerPoint. but in that huge room, it didn't work. So we're renting really nice, super, like, that's the number one thing I wanted to be bright, big, bright projectors. Yeah. So that way people would be able to see instead of the one seminar room, which held about 40 people, before we started having to seat people on the floor, and people didn't mind sitting on the floor because, you know, they wanted to attend the classes. So now we've got two seminar rooms. And actually, Aaron from Switchback did such an awesome job and helped out so much. We made him the seminar room sponsor. So nice. Switchback Outdoor Safety is the seminar room sponsor for more.
That's awesome.
And we couldn't have anybody better running it. So that's fantastic.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that'd be good. Everybody that had a problem with the projectors should be happy now, right?
I hope so. That was like the biggest complaint that I got. We did a survey. Yeah, I mean, you'll have a couple little things, but that was like the biggest one, you know.
Yeah.
nobody complained about the bar. The bars were rolling, man. People were buying beer. It was fun.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah. It's a well stocked. They had a full bar, so mixed drinks, everything.
That's cool.
Another fun thing that we're going to do is we want some more stuff for the kids. So I actually sanctioned off like I'm not even entirely sure the square footage that I stole out of the inventory, but I think we've got, it's probably 50 foot by 60 foot, and I'm going to carpet it. And then I'm going to start buying a bunch of huge like games that we can play, yard games. So not just for kids.
That's cool.
Kids at heart also, right. But we're gonna do like, you know, giant Jenga. That's always my favorite when I go out.
Yeah, those are cool.
The giant Connect Four, and you know, cornhole. We had cornhole at the 2020 Expo, and that was a hit. People played it all day. Right. So we'll set up cornhole boards, and you know, if anybody's got any kind of suggestions on anything like that, or what your, you know, kids want to do, I guess, can I say, put it in the comments below? Is that something?
I was waiting for you to be done, and then I was going to say that, so you can say it.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever said that.
Put it in the comments below.
Comments below.
Make sure to smash that subscribe button.
Don't forget to subscribe. Hit the little bell.
Dude, it's like, it's burnt into my brain now, where like, I almost say it in like real life people, like if they're like, oh, I really like that thing you did for work, I'm like, smash the subscribe button. No, my kids though, I do have kids, so I will try and think of some ideas for you, but you know what they watch nonstop? They watch nonstop YouTube video people that make Minecraft stuff, and I'm like, guys, you got to get into overlanding and then just like pump hours of time into my channel, please just watch my stuff 8-10 hours a day, and I would probably become a famous YouTuber, but they just won't do it. I get it. I yell at them all day, so they don't want to see me anymore, you know? So.
Oh, no, of course not. No. It's hard enough to get friends to talk to me on the phone.
Yep. Well, very cool. Yeah, well, like he said, though, guys, for real, if you're watching this video, go down to the comments if you have ideas for things you want to see for the kids area, because that would be great. I'm sure that Chris would appreciate those suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. And any other suggestions, if there's exhibitors that you don't see on our page, let me know. I'll give them a call. Yeah. Or if you know anybody, give them a call. We're here for you guys. I've got everything in there that I want and that I like. So now I need, we need more stuff.
What does everybody else want? Right.
Yeah.
You want to talk about any exhibitors or anything? We can do that really quick if you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I share my computer screen on this?
Yeah, you are. You have been. You are.
Oh, really? Is it just,
I just thought it was a good background. Like nobody wants to look at my face, you know?
Oh, that's cool. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can I scroll through this stuff? Yeah, I can. All right.
Yeah, your screen's up. I can see the very top of Legacy Exhibitors right now.
Yeah, so our Legacy Exhibitors, you know, and we kind of we're really thanking them because they believed in us starting out when the show didn't even really exist. Artemis Overland Hardware has been my number one supporter since day one. When I first coined the idea, I had an opportunity to get a little booth at a an RV show, and I just called him up because I found him local in the area, and I said, hey man, I could borrow like some camp chairs and you know, a little table, maybe like a little pop-up campfire, and we can just kind of pretend like it's a little camp spot and it would look cool. It was in an RV show and nobody was really that interested in us, but
yeah,
it was awesome. And you know, it's funny, I remember the first phone call that I made to him, and now he's got an 8,000 square foot spot at the expo.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's enormous. Well, we have the east and west halls, and then he's taken the complete center hall.
That's awesome. That's good to see it.
You know,
have you scrolled down, by the way, below Legacy Exhibitors? Because it might be present.
Have I?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Oh, no. I was just sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope, you're cool. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't, and I wasn't, like, just weirdly frozen or something.
Yeah. No problem. And then I just scrolled a minute, and then I scrolled back up, though. It says my screen sharing is paused. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. So maybe... Oh, there you go. Yep.
Hey. Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, that means cool. the video could have been rolling in the background the whole time anyways. So S'more, obviously one of our huge sponsors, and I'm very lucky to have them just about 40 miles away from where we have the expo. Brandon down there has got 940 some odd acres of some of the most beautiful trails in southern Missouri, just in this park. I mean, obviously you can get out and go explore the Mark Twain National Forest from there. He's right on top of it. But that off-road park is amazing. He's got a cafe with delicious food. Biscuits and gravy in the morning are killer. The camping is very reasonably priced. He does, they did guided trail runs last time during the expo. You know, we had a lot of out-of-towners staying there, so people just kind of got to see the main loop. There's a couple Jeep Badge of Honor trails there, cool. which seems to be a destination point for many. Bathrooms are heated and cooled, so, well, you only have to worry about heated because it's February, but he's very hospitable, rolled out plenty of firewood for huge bonfires all of the nights of the expo, so that was awesome. And then all these other guys were with us for the 2020 expo, so we did kind of put them on top, but our exhibitor retention is amazing. You know, a lot of these guys, like the Overland Essentials, they doubled the floor space that they had last year. I think they're in like a 20 by 50. Overland Attic doubled his floor space. He's in a 20 by 50. CB Adventures.
You know why?
Huge spot.
You know why Chad doubled his space? It's because I bought the Colby valve stem things from him recently for $30.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. Like that, I'm sure that he had like 1,000% markup on those things, paid nothing.
Well, he's rolling up, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually, Colby took me out on their private jet to fly. Flew me to their private yacht. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You never would imagine how much the markup is on valve stems.
It must be a lot. Well, you want to hear a funny story about Colby and myself?
Yeah.
So, and Chad, actually. So Chad happened to be on one of my live streams, like right after I released that video of the review of the Colby valve stems, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
I ripped a valve stem out of my tire last, like, a month and a half ago, and I got a flat tire on the side of the highway with my 7-year-old in the car with me. I had to, like, air it up and limp it a mile down the road and go into, like, a hotel parking lot and change the tire. And, you know, if you had these valve stems, that you could have just popped that thing in and re-aired it up and been good to go. And I was like, dang it. So I was like, just send them to me. I bought them from him. He sent them to me. I did a little, like, install and review. And I was like, these things are amazing. But just FYI, they have these, like, hard little plastic corners on them. And they, like, being the real person that I am, I'm like, they kind of hurt my fingers, right? Like, I put gloves on. I'm like, man, these things kind of hurt. But better than having a flat tire, right? And then Chad later that night on the live stream was like, hey, by the way, I just got set up as, like, a distributor for Colby Valve Stems. And I was on the phone with that guy. And he's like, hey, do you know this Fletch guy? He was talking shit about our about how our valve stems hurt your fingers.
Oh.
So now Colby Valve Stems follows my page. I follow them, and he, like, likes all my stuff. And, like, I called him out, and I was like, hey, just so you know, I love the product. It's fantastic. Sorry that I said that they hurt my fingers.
I just have dainty fingers.
Yeah. I guess I'm just a wuss, you know? What can I say? So, but yeah, so the Colby Valve Stems guy knows who I am because I said that his product hurt my fingers. So, sorry, Colby Valve Stems, but your product's fantastic.
It saved my butt probably 2 or 3 times. It's at least saved me from having to change a tire. So.
Yeah, I wish I'd had them, but I'm never going on the private jet to the yacht. I don't think.
Well,
I lost that chance.
Not if you keep talking shit.
I'm sorry. Too honest.
So yeah, just let me see if I can start sharing here again.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
So, good. So, all right, cool. So in here you see, like, you'll see a plethora of different exhibitors.
Yeah.
You've got New Holland Overland, who's up in your neck of the woods. Highland Expedition Outfitters has got some amazing trailers.
Yep.
Mobile Outdoors has got a wicked cool trailer. Express Rally, you know, Rendezvous in the Ozarks. Yeah. These are some great friends of ours. Action Tracks, Open Range Overland, Adventure Motor. I mean, Global Expedition Vehicles is the newbie that we just signed up. But, I mean, these things are amazing. If anybody hasn't seen them, they're fantastic.
Those things are crazy.
Now I don't know how to go back. There we go. Rhino Rack, Got Your Six Coffees got a huge spot. They had a 10x10 for the 2020 show. And I think they're in a 20x50. And they're bringing high-vis Overland in with them.
Cool.
Any of the guys that, like, XJs and I don't know, what's the Jeep truck, the Comanches?
Oh yeah, the old school ones.
Yeah, these guys make awesome products for those. Fab Shop, they're kind of up in your neck of the woods too. They're from
the MJs. Yeah, I have an XJ, but I always have a special spot for MJs. They're sick.
And I guess these guys must have just started doing Tacoma and 4Runner stuff because they. I don't believe that I knew that, but
that's cool.
I've also been accused of not knowing a lot of things. So, Talus Expedition Gear. This is a new exhibitor. So any of the guys that have Tacomas, this thing's awesome. It slides out. It's made where two people can set it in there, and it's got all of your essentials right in there. So it just sits in the bed, so you can throw the rooftop tent over it.
That's sweet.
Dry Fox, she's coming out of New York. These are like really awesome microfiber quick drying towels.
Oh wow!
Yeah, may not sound. Let's see. When you hear towel, it's like, oh, just another towel. My wife and I got a couple of these, and it packs down to like the size of a can of beer, and
yeah,
they're cool. So
yeah,
he's coming in from New York, which is exciting.
Yeah,
10 tracks trailers, but you guys can get on our website and check out the exhibitor list here. Here's our floor plan. So we've got West Hall here, and then the East Hall. Last year we were in this West Hall, so this is 34,000 square feet. And then this is the third image here on this side. And then
look at that. Artemis spot is large.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's amazing. Yeah, he's got a huge space. But I'm excited to see what he's going to bring in. And, you know, as many vendors as that guy's got, he'll just have a tremendous amount of people in there. So
yeah, that's sweet.
If I don't click on this Artemis page, he might get upset. No, I'm just kidding. but look at all. So if you go shop by brand here, look how many brands he carries. It's amazing. So he's gonna have a representation from all this stuff there.
That's crazy.
Hey, I know that guy.
Hey. I'm famous.
You are famous.
On my own channel. only.
So yeah, you can get on there and check that stuff out. I remember we were talking just kind of before the show, and we touched on you know, what are some things to do around the area?
Yeah.
Other than come to the expo. So we obviously you can hit, you know, you can spend days and days wheeling at S'more, but you know, Mark Twain National Forest, which is amazing. There's trails, there's dispersed camping. It's wonderful. We're so close to the Current River, which is the most amazing river in Missouri, I'd say. Ozark National Forest, just about an hour and a half south of us in Arkansas. And then there's this stuff right here in Springfield. The Celebrity Car Museum is really cool. This is the Jeep from Transformers. Remember, Bumblebee was a Jeep at the first, so that's
kind of
cool. This auto museum is really great. They do the Fantastic Caverns, which is a Jeep tour through this humongous cave. So that's really cool. Obviously, well, I don't know. I guess a lot of people don't know this, but Springfield, Missouri is world headquarters for Bass Pro Shop.
I've been to that one a while ago, like a year and a half ago.
So if anybody's been into any of the Bass Pro Shops, just imagine how cool the main one is. And they've got this Wonders of Wildlife Aquarium that they just opened, which is great. Ripley's, believe it or not, it's down in Branson. That's cool. The Military Museum has a static display at the expo, but you can also go out and check out some stuff there. And then, just a number of things. So, wanted to make sure that everybody knows there's so much to do in Springfield. And let me see if I can.
Yeah. I love that you put that on the website. Like, I don't think I've ever looked at an expo site. Well, maybe, I guess maybe I've seen that, but it seems more rare to me than common. The people are like, by the way, I know that we're doing this thing and we want you to come to it, but also you could check out these other things. I think that's cool.
Well, we want people to come in from farther away.
Right.
And they should, just because, you know, it's not a flyover state by any means.
Right.
You know,
it's not Indiana.
Or Nebraska. So, you know, we don't want people to think, oh, I'm going to Missouri and it's flat and there's nothing to see and do there, because that's not true at all. Just the amount of national forest that we have over 60 off-road parks. Just in the state of Missouri. And I think there's, I can't remember how many millions of acres of, let's see, do I have it on here somewhere? I don't think so. I mean, there's a big number of millions of, come on. I know where that, I know it, that's a fact. Like, I can't get that wrong, or somebody's about to comment below.
Just go to the website. Wrong. 30 million. I just saw it.
Is it 30 million?
what it said.
All right. Well, if that's what it
says. It was by the 60 off-road parks.
Yep. So, wow. Yeah, 30 million acres of national forest. There's a lot to see and explore. And then our preferred camping is obviously it's S'more. Last year we did the S'more to More adventure route. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
Yeah, I think I did.
It was awesome. We did.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think I had 150 vehicles register for that. So we did three convoys. I actually went down with my mom, who never gets to get out and do that stuff. She's in her, I'm going to say she's in her mid 30s, but you could double that. So she actually went out with me. It was pouring rain, and we spent 2 days driving back and forth between the fairgrounds and S'more on gravel back roads with a paper map, trying to figure out the best route. And once we got it nailed down, then we turned around, ran it, and mapped it with the Gaia platform. And that's how we put it out there. But that was a huge hit. It was super popular. It brought you through Mark Twain National Forest, just some really cool back roads. There were some water crossings. So awesome. So we've got some good stuff like that down there too. Let's see.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking about, you know, when I coming a few days early and doing something like that, right? Like hitting up the Ozarks or something like that. I'm sure I can find a few people that are in your area that would hang out with me, and if I bring beer, maybe.
I'll do it.
We could run some trails.
I'll go.
There you go. You won't have anything to do a few days before, right?
Yeah. Well, I caught myself sneaking out a couple times to just go.
Nice.
So I get down to, I live in Kansas City, which is 3 hours away from Springfield. And I go down about a week and a half ahead of time, just to kind of get familiar with the venue. It takes a day and a half to chalk the floors on the, in the hall. I usually have meetings with the staff. We got to set drapes and, you know, we got to cordon everything off and, you know, finalize the schedule. And there's always changes. So, so do all the last minute changes, but you know, you probably catch me on a trail or two. You probably twist my arm and get me to go out and spend a day.
So, yeah. Sure. Just leave Aaron Paris in charge of everything. He'll be fine.
I know. Aaron, here's the keys. Don't lose them. They said it cost $10,000. They told me that. If they gave me the key to the fairgrounds, and if I lose a key, they charge me $10,000.
That seems, I mean, because what do they got? How many locks do they have to change?
Like,
a lot, I bet.
I don't know. I only used it on two doors, so that's the only.
Those are expensive locks.
I know. So, well, I mean, it is like the fairgrounds of Springfield.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it probably does 100 locks, but, and I'm sure they, I don't know, they might not actually charge you $10,000. It seems insane, but I sure as heck didn't lose it.
Yeah, right. I bet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm super excited. I regret not being able to get there last year, but, I'm super excited for this year because it seems like it's just going to be even more amazing than last year, right? So so for anybody that's watching this video, if you didn't go last year, or if you did and you don't, you know, obviously tickets aren't available for sale yet. So down in the description below, there will be a link. You can click on it. It'll take you to their Facebook page. They're just trying to kind of get a head count and kind of pre-register people. And then once tickets are available, then you'll see that notification through Facebook too. So definitely go down there and click on that link to pre-register before the tickets come out. Special thanks to Chris, of course, not only as a sponsor of mine, but you know, for just being a fun guy and putting on this S'more Expo for all of us in the Midwest. So thanks for being on the show, Chris. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Fletch, thanks for having me. We love watching the YouTube videos that you guys put out, some amazing gear reviews.
Thanks, man.
you know, you guys have kind of a good flavor about your YouTube channel. It's fun to watch. It doesn't bore me. some kind of put you to sleep and some actually keep you interested. So, you know, keep up the good work on that. We're really enjoying it.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that means a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. So that was the interview with Chris. As I mentioned, it sounds like the event is just going to be killer. It's going to be so much fun. Can't wait to get out there and sort of see everybody, meet a few people that I haven't met in person. So I hope you enjoyed the video. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, if you're listening on the podcast. If you have any questions for Chris or any questions about the expo, feel free to pop up in the comments on YouTube and post up. If I don't know the answer, then I'll find out for you, or I'm sure Chris will jump in and tell you the answers. Same with Facebook and Instagram. Go over there if you're not already following me, and join the conversation there as well. So looking forward to the event. And again, special thanks to Chris for hanging out with me. And thank you guys for watching the video or listening to it on the podcast. And we will see you guys next week. Take care.